శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 115.5 అర్జునవాచ వాంఛితోహం మహారాజ హరినాబంధిరూపిణ ఏన మే అపహృతం తేజో దేవ విస్మాపనం మహాత్. సో అర్జున ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ద హార్ట్ బ్రేకింగ్ న్యూస్ ఆఫ్ ద డిపార్చర్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ టు అర్జున టు హిస్ బ్రదర్ యుధిష్ఠిర అండ్ హీ స్టార్ట్స్ బై సేయింగ్ వాంఛితోహం, మై డియర్ లార్డ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ బీన్ డిప్రైవ్డ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ బీన్ అబాండన్డ్. సో మై డియర్ లార్డ్ హియర్ రెఫర్స్ టు మై లార్డ్ మహారాజ్, ఓ కింగ్ హూ హౌ హ్యావ్ బీన్ అబాండన్డ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ బీన్ లెఫ్ట్ బిహైండ్ హరినా బంధురూపిణ, దాట్ లార్డ్ హరి హూ వాస్ బంధురూపిణ, హీ వాస్ హీ హ్యాడ్ యాక్చువల్లీ యాక్టెడ్ యాజ్ మై ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ Actually, when he has gone away, the two tragedies that have happened to Arjuna, one was that he has lost the Lord, and he, along with that losing the Lord, he has also lost his power. And he understands that actually that power was given by Krishna only. And yena me apahritam tejo. De apahritam tejo. So the Lord has left, and that tejo, that splendor, that power, what are the characteristics of that power? Deva vismapanam mahat. That astonishing power, that power, astonishing power. Vismapanam, it stunned even the devatas. And that has left. So, generally, two of the dearest things for people are, for every one of us, our possessions and our loved ones. So, if we lose one, we fall back on the other. If we lose our wealth, we still have our loved ones. And some people, when they lose their loved ones, they feel, at least I have my wealth. So some security is there. Normally, so we all need some security. Now Arjuna has in one sense lost both his securities. As a devotee, he has always depended on, relied on and relished the association of the Lord. So the Lord's departure is heartbreaking for him. And along with that, he's also experiencing that he's lost his power. Now for a Kshatriya, as long as the ability to fight is there, the Kshatriya can overcome even great losses and regain what has been taken away or what is lost. So the Pandavas, they were treacherously dispossessed of their kingdom, and they regained it all by the grace of Krishna, of course, ultimately, but it was through the military skills of the Pandavas, especially the power of archery of Arjuna. So now when both has gone, that which is the supreme spiritual wealth, the Lord himself, and that which was the source of all the wealth of the Pandavas, the military prowess of Arjuna. So Arjuna has lost it both, and he is devastated. And normally, even if we have a little ability or we have some little wealth and we lose it, it's difficult to tolerate. But somebody who has such power that dazzled not just one or two people around, but not just the whole world around, but even the higher planets. Imagine, suppose there was a top sports person, say a tennis champion or a cricket champion, and just when the peak of the career is able to dazzle thousands of spectators, and if suddenly at that time that person has a fracture or somehow or the other loses the ability to play, it would be worse than death for such a person. And at best, a sports person dazzles a few thousand or a few million fans in the world, fans who follow that particular sport. But Arjuna's prowess was such that it had dazzled even the devatas. And the more we are able to and dazzle others by our skills and our prowess, the more actually we become attached to that, and the more painful it is to lose it. So Arjuna has lost it, and it's a devastating double deprivation, and a lesser mortal would not even have been able to survive. And we will see how Arjuna survives through the strength of remembrance of Krishna. And actually, in this world, whatever we try to do, ultimately we all will be deprived of that which we treasure. So we may have the association of devotees and we may lose that, which is a spiritual asset, but we may lose that. We may have to go away, or they may pass away, or they may have to go away somewhere. And we can have material possessions and we can lose those. But ultimately, the one possession that we can never lose is our inner remembrance of Krishna. And Arjuna will take shelter of that, and by that he will gain relief from his devastating losses. And that taking shelter of Krishna cannot happen automatically. If we habitually try to take shelter of Krishna through our intelligent practice of Bhakti Yoga, then that remembrance of Krishna will be more easily accessible and relishable for us, and it will, by its strength, of we will be able to tolerate and transcend whatever miseries and losses life throws our way. Thank you.